Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. True, nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous, I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease has sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all, the sense of hearing acute. I heard all things in heaven and in earth. I heard many things in hell. How then am I mad? Hearken! And observe how healthy, how calmly I can tell you the whole story. It is impossible to tell how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none, passion there was none. I loved the old man, and he had never wronged me. He had never given me insult. For his gold I had no desire. I think it was his eye, yes, it was this. One of his eyes resembled that of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold, and so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life from the old man, and thus rid myself of the eye forever. Now this is the point. You fancied me mad. Madmen know nothing. But you should have seen me. You should have seen how wisely I proceeded. With what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation I went to work. I was never kinder to the old man than during the whole week before I killed him, and every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it, oh, so gently. And then, when I had made an offering sufficient for my head, I put in a dark lantern, all closed, closed, so that no light shone out, and then I thrust in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunning I thrust it in. I moved it slowly, very, very slowly, so that I might not disturb the old man's sleep. It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening, so far that I could see him as he laid upon his bed. Ha! Would a madman been so wise as this? And then, when my head was well within the room, I undid the lantern cautiously. Oh, so cautiously, cautiously, for the hinges creaked. I undid it just so much that a single thin ray fell upon the vulture's eye. And this I did for 7 long nights, every night just at midnight. But I found the eye was always closed, and so it was impossible to do the work, for it was not the old man who vexed me, but his evil eye. And every morning when day broke, I went boldly into the chamber and spoke courageously to him, calling him by name in a haughty tone, and inquiring how he had passed the night. So you see, he would have been a very profound old man indeed to suspect that every night, just at 12, I looked in upon him as he slept. Upon the 8th night, I was more than usually cautious in opening the door. A watch's minute hand moves more quickly than did mine. Never before that night had I felt the extent of my own powers. I could scarcely contain my feelings of triumph. I think that there I was, opening the door little by little, and he had not even to dream of my secret deeds or thoughts. I fairly chuckled at the idea, and perhaps he heard me, for he moved on in the bed suddenly, as if startled. Now you may think that I drew back, but no. His room was as black as pitch, with a thick darkness, for the shutters were closed fast, through fear of robbers. And so I knew that he could not see the opening of the door. So I kept pushing it on steadily, steadily. I had my hand in. When my thumb slipped upon the tin fastening, and the old man sprang up in bed, crying out, "Who's there?" I kept quite still and said nothing. For a whole hour I did not move a muscle, and in the meantime I did hear him lie back down. He was still sitting up in bed listening, just as I have done night after night, hearkening to the death watches in the wall. Presently I heard a slight groan, and I knew it was the groan of mortal terror. It was not the groan of pain or grief, oh no. It was a low, stifled sound that arises from the bottom of the soul when overcharged with awe. That was The Tell-Tale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. For previous Dial-A-Stories, visit the archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.